Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And John Gray joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. It's great to hear from you. And I know you and the wife have a passion for giving back, so this just seems like a great fit for you guys. Can you tell us, what got you engaged?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a really good fit. Well, I mean, it's actually been around with the Texas Rangers for a while now. I think it's our 14th year now. So, but it's something that kind of fell apart during the COVID years. And we really wanted to spearhead it and kind of bring it back. And because my wife and I both love the holiday seasons and we love Christmas and it's such a fun time. And we want to make sure that as many people as possible are participating and enjoying that same joy also. But it's been awesome to be a part of. Mission Arlington's awesome. And it's turned out to be a hit every year. And I think it's getting better each year too. So it's been really a blessing.
I mean, last year was majestic. You know, we had an absolute blast there. So we would encourage all of our Tolos to join us there next week. And if you give a toy, you get a ticket to a 2025 Rangers game. Now, after a couple of seasons here, does this seem like, you know, the kind of place you guys like to put down some permanent roots here for the foreseeable future?
Of course, yes. Like I feel like every time I think about being with the Rangers, it makes me just feel so happy. Like I feel like it's such a blessing. I feel like I don't deserve it, but I mean, everything they've done with everything we wanted to do off the baseball field, on the field. I mean, they've been behind everything. So I can't say more about this organization.
And then Sunday, we're going to get to see, because you're going to be at Jared Sandler swinging for a cause with the Sandlot Charity, right? At Globe Life Field.
You bet. Yep.
We can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome.
You a 3-point shooter or what do you got? What do you got cooking, man? Because that 3-point shootout is going to get contentious.
You know, I don't know. It depends how confident I feel that day.
Now, they also have a soccer power shot competition. Did you play any footy as a kid?
No, we didn't have much soccer in Oklahoma, but like try it.
Okay, I remember we got to talk with you last year, Big Animal Family, and then we talked about the story about the squirrels when you went back to Colorado and they still remembered you. Have you made friends with any squirrels here in the DFW, and what did you think about that poor squirrel peanut in New York?
Yeah, that was a horrible story. I didn't like it. Didn't like it one bit. But less squirrels. I mean, we have a variety of animals out here, but less squirrels. I feel like the squirrels in that neighborhood were there, and they've been there just as long as the people. But I miss them. The dogs miss them. They still know Mr. Squirrel when I say Mr. Squirrel. So I think that they definitely miss their friend.
John Gray here with you on the Fan. What can you tell us about your new catcher the team signed? Is it Higashioka? Nailed it.
Yes, Kyle. Got to meet him the other day. Really excited to work with him. It's really cool. Like, we have a lot of the same interests kind of off the field too, so it'll be really fun to get to hang out with him.
All right, John, so how do you see your role going with the team this year? I mean, you've done a variety of things when it comes to, of course, being a starter, and then we saw during the World Series run you went into the bullpen. I mean, I've seen some people throw out, should John Gray just be the Texas Rangers closer? What do you want to do?
I mean, I want to start. I've always wanted to start and be a 200-inning guy. I've always had something happen each season that keeps me from doing that. But I really want to give Texas like a really good – really, really good year. I think the one that they deserve from a ball player. And I'm really pushing towards that 200 inning mark as a starter and making 30 starts and really just being a workhorse.
So with the numbers game kind of being what it is in baseball and the winter meetings, I think a lot of fans are like looking at the internet hoping for a signing. But are you kind of like fingers crossed they don't add a starter, or how do you look at that as an individual player?
I really don't look at it really. I kind of let things kind of fall into place. I have a lot of trust in our front office and what they do. So I think they'll make the right decisions. And You know, I think I just take care of what's in front of me. Everything will fall into the right place.
I love that attitude. Now, how important is it, though, Nathan Eovaldi's role with the team, his presence, you know, in the clubhouse and all that?
Yeah, and I think that's something that gets overlooked a little bit, too. I mean, he's such a good ball player and he's such a rock for our team. He was that guy, too, like off the field, you know. So it's, yeah, I think we're missing a big teammate with him. I'd love to see him back, but, you know how this game goes, and you can't. Yeah, it's tough to give your hopes up, but no, he was really good for us, and you know, I wish him all the best with whatever's coming next. But we definitely love to have that guy.
What's the last time you saw big Jacob DeGrom over there?
I haven't seen him in a while. He kind of disappears in the off season like I do. I kind of fade into the mist for the most part, but man, he's a hoot. I love being around Jacob. I can't wait to see him throwing the ball again. Even though it makes me angry seeing him throw.
He is amazing. Now, I guess the good news with getting out of there in October, you got time to enjoy the fall. What have you been doing? Are you a hunter? Are you a wildlife guy? What are you doing out there?
I love being outdoors. I don't really hunt anymore, but it's something I did when I was younger, but I haven't done it in such a long time. I am into archery just because I like to shoot. So I'll do that, but no big plans, so we'll just take it easy.
It's John Gray here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What would you think of the golden bat rule? Have you heard about this discussion?
Yes.
I heard enough about it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how dumb do you think it is? Is it a full 10 out of 10 dumb?
I don't want to, like, step on the optimistic man's shoes, but I don't at this point. I feel like it's like a backyard game. We're just making rules up as we go, and it just doesn't seem the same to me. I like baseball the way it was.
Hey, John, we were kind of talking about in that rule, though, as a pitcher, if you're standing out there and you have to face the same guy back to back, and it's like one out, they get an out. So now you're facing him with two outs. Would that be somewhat reasonable if you had to go through this?
It'd be really tough. I think it'd be really tough. Yeah. For sure.
I can sense the anger inside.
Yeah, I sound like a really mad Oklahoma guy.
All of you are just going to bed. I've had enough of this.
Stop asking these questions, like, guys.
Yeah.
For real.
But who would have the edge there, hypothetically? You know, like you just got him out. You got his number that day, right?
You just got him out. He may be discouraged, but he also got to see you.
Okay.
Yeah, we hadn't think of that. Yeah.
If you threw your good stuff early and you throw something that's not as good a second time, it's probably going to get hit.
Okay. Right. So you like the game the way it is. Is there any rule, though, that you've ever thought of? Like, man, I wouldn't mind implementing this if baseball were to ask my opinion.
Yeah, I think a home run derby extra innings would be kind of cool. I don't know, but I don't know about that. I thought that would be cool at one point, but then I thought about it again. I'm kind of 50-50 with it.
I mean, you already got the runner on second, right? They're tricking it up. They've changed the game already. I would endorse that home run derby idea. I think that'd be a lot of fun for the fans. They'd stick around, you know, things like that.
Absolutely.
But I hear you. There's a lot to be said for baseball traditionalism, especially because, you know, so many of the fans are traditionalists. Okay, one more time. What can you tell us about the Rangers toy drive and everything the listeners need to know?
So it'll be on December 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. There'll be players there, coaches, alumni, broadcasters, everyone there will be signing autographs. We'll have an autograph session. There'll be Santa Claus. I mean, the whole thing. It looks like completely Christmas up there, so it's really fun. But they'll be accepting toys from now till I think it's between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day from now until December 10th, and then on the 11th we'll have the toy drive. But a $15 value toy, unwrapped, new, will be able to get you a ticket at a select game here for the 2025 season. And come out. It's a lot of fun. There's even ways if you don't get to come, there's even a way you can add it to a Amazon wish list and be able to send it that way. So lots of ways to be able to do it. So it'll be hoot. Can't wait.
I love it. Cannot wait. And it's the holiday season. We know you're in a giving spirit. Could you give us your favorite Cowboys offensive lineman of all time?
Oh my gosh!
Could you name a Cowboys offensive lineman?
Does Whitlock count?
Whitten?
I believe so.
You nailed it.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Great. You freaking hit it out of the park.
We'll see you Sunday, man.
Okay. You did a great job.
There he goes. John Gray here with you on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. He was so amazing in that World Series.